Hi, I'm Paula Zahn, announcing the launch of On the Case, the podcast. Experience the most dramatic true crime investigations in a whole new way. Hear from loved ones on a relentless quest for justice and interviews with the detectives who piece together the mystery. On the Case with Paula Zahn, the podcast. Download it wherever you listen to podcasts. Hi, I'm Paula Zahn, announcing the launch of On the Case, the podcast. Experience the most dramatic true crime investigations in a whole new way. Hear from loved ones on a relentless quest for justice and interviews with the detectives who piece together the mystery. On the Case with Paula Zahn, the podcast. Download it wherever you listen to podcasts.
This is Murder in the Morning with Tony Bruschi and Stacey Cole.
John Diddy Combs has successfully defended himself against a sexual assault lawsuit. Well, yeah, he has. But this was the one that everybody kind of said was bullshit to begin with. And it's going to happen when you have this many cases coming at you. People will make things up. It doesn't mean that they're all made up, but this one already was to begin with. It was filed by Derek Lee Cardello Smith, a Michigan inmate. We talked about this several months ago when it was filed, as a federal judge dismissed the case due to a statute of limitations. According to the court documents obtained by In Touch, the claims were deemed untimely, and the judge dismissed the lawsuit with prejudice, permanently barring Derek from refiling. Here's the details, and this is where it gets kind of crazy. Derek accused Diddy of assaulting him at a Holiday Inn in Detroit in 1997. He alleged that the music mogul invited him to the party, spiked his drink, and assaulted him while he was unconscious. However, the court ruled that Derek's legal window to file such claims had long expired. The ruling stated Derek filed this lawsuit in 2024, which is long after the applicable statute of limitations expired. Diddy's now 55, of course, denying all charges. It's like he denied beating Cassie until the video showed up. And his legal team highlighted inconsistencies in Derek's story, which, on rare occasion, I'll agree with them. Derek alleges that purported assault occurred in two different counties on the same day. Diddy's attorney pointed out, referencing previous filings, the legal team also described Derek as a serial filer of frivolous lawsuits, accusing him of attempting to extort the entertainment mogul. This is not Derek's first attempt at a shakedown, and unless the court intervenes, it will not be his last. Well, maybe his last against Diddy, because the court said no more. Diddy's lawyers have argued. They noted that Derek's history of meritless lawsuits, which they claimed caused significant legal expenses for Diddy. Despite dismissing the case, the judge denied Diddy's request for monetary sanctions and an order prohibiting Derek from filing further lawsuits. However, the court issued a stern warning to Derek, cautioning him against filing duplicate, frivolous, or harassing cases in the future. The judge added that failure to comply could result in severe restrictions. So, they did about as much as they can to prevent him from doing that. It's not a full block, but it's a, you do this, there will be consequences for you. Which, if his claims are true, doesn't make a lot of sense. But again, this guy does have a history of filing frivolous claims, as does his attorney. In an unexpected twist before the dismissal, Derek attempted to involve Jennifer Lopez, Diddy's former partner, as a witness, claiming she had held information relevant to the case. Jennifer, who's also 55 now, was not called to testify, as the court found no merit to Derek's claims. Diddy's legal team described the accusations as baseless, pointing out Derek's criminal history, including convictions for sexual assault and kidnapping. This man is a convicted felon and a sexual predator who's been sentenced to 14 counts of sexual assault and kidnapping over the last 26 years. Yeah, that kind of hurts your credibility a little bit. Diddy's attorney stated they also emphasized that Diddy had no prior knowledge of Derek, let alone any interactions with him. So I say good, get the one off of the books that is bullshit, because that hurts the real ones that have real cases.
Well, and that's something that, and this isn't just to women, but ladies, we all know that one woman that will accuse somebody of sexual assault and she's full of shit. And for those of us who've ever had to deal with really being sexually assaulted, it makes us cringe because, you know, the ones who've really had it happen, when we have that one that does something like that, it just destroys those of us who've actually dealt with it.
Mm-hmm.
It makes us look like, you know, it's like it didn't happen.
Yeah.
And it's a horrible thing. So yeah, I agree with you. Get this shit off the books, because there are some real cases with some real evidence that need to be examined and taken seriously. There's always going to be somebody who cries wolf and it's mm-hmm. not true. And it's just so disheartening to watch this happen, because there are real victims out there who've really been through the trauma and had things happen. And it's not fair when somebody steps up and pulls some shit and is completely lying. It's horrible.
And look, people lie. They do.
Yeah.
And that's the fact of it. I mean, I'm all about hearing anybody's claims and their statements, but they also have to be evaluated and go, is this legit? I mean, does it make sense? Otherwise, anyone could just say anything and then that person is screwed.
Yeah.
That's not getting to the truth. And I do feel like the statement of believe victims. Yes, if they're truly the victim. But you can't just hear somebody say something and go, it must be true. It involves sexual something or abuse. Got to be true. People make a lot of shit up. But there's a lot of people who are truly abused. But the carte blanche that we've been in for the last many, many years of this person says this, and then everybody on Twitter and the internet goes on their tirade against the person being accused, and then, oh, turns out it was all a lie. Nobody's ever going back going, oh, I was wrong. No, they just move on to the next one that they're going to be a social justice warrior for.
It's dangerous.
It is.
It's reputation destroying, and it's the epitome of idiocracy. I think we have launched completely into that. Yeah. If you haven't watched the movie Idiocracy, I'd highly recommend it. But yeah, you know, if you're throwing accusations out there without proof, the damage that you do is almost irreversible.
Yeah, because once it's out there, it's out there. And especially if you're a celebrity or something, and then that kind of takes you down with allegations that do turn out to not be true. And then somebody hears about you again 10 years later. Oh, isn't that a guy that had that sexual abuse? Or like that was found out not to be true? Oh, I didn't know that.
Tony, for those, some people in the audience will know exactly what I'm talking about here. If I say to you, Richard Gere,
yeah,
what just popped into your head?
Gerbils.
Exactly. And that's what I'm fucking talking about. There's no evidence to this, but it just has become this snowball. And for those of you who don't know what I'm talking about, you can go look it up. Grab your phone. It's stupid.
It's
the stupidest thing I've ever fucking heard, but it's groupthink. It just, it took off like wildfire.
And that shit spread before the internet. That was shit we were talking about in the early 90s. And it's like, did you hear about Richard Gere? And it just went.
It was almost like a social experiment. Mm-hmm. There is no proof that any of this has ever happened. He's an upstanding human being who donates a shit ton of time and money mm-hmm. to things. But that's what happens when people put things out there without vetting the source.
Yeah, completely. And that's why that is so important to do that. I'm thinking of a guy, I can't think of his name at this exact second, but it's the guy who hosts The Talking Dead after The Walking Dead.
Chris Hardwick.
Yes.
I used to watch him all the time.
Yeah. He had an ex who was vicious and probably had some mental health problems, I'm guessing. I don't know. But anyone who's going to accuse someone of that, there's something not right with you, especially if it never happened, accused him of that. And then they pulled his show. I think he lost some contract. I mean, it damaged him. And then a little bit later, turns out she was lying. She was just saying that because she was hurt. So let me destroy your life.
And she did. Chris Hardwick, I saw him in Madison, Wisconsin. Mm-hmm. He's a comedian.
Yeah.
He was outstanding. Yeah. I love watching After Midnight.
Yeah, and it's damaged him a lot.
Yes.
I mean, it the things that went away didn't necessarily come back.
No, they did not. He is actually, I don't think he tours anymore. I think he's pretty much in isolation. He lives with, I can't remember who his current girlfriend or wife is. She's part of a big media family. So I don't think he's hurting for money. I think he's got a roof over his head and three squares.
But what, it's such a horror, like the worst. I mean, I almost like view it worse than murder. Like if you get accused of that, like I'd be like rather be accused of murder, honestly, than that.
Yeah.
Because it's like that is so the opposite of anything within me. And I don't know Chris Hardwick, but we found out those allegations were bullshit. I'm assuming he also feels the same way because he's not doing that. And to be accused of that, it's just that, my God, I mean, it just makes you have little to no hope for humanity that one could do that and not have any feeling or regret about it. But the people who are capable of making those sort of accusations without regard, I think are also probably capable of far worse as well, because they're missing something. There's that empathy. There's that just understanding how your actions will affect someone else with no regard when you're making something up. That's very dark. And I think a lot of times those people don't even realize they're doing it because that's how they've always operated. And they've never let anybody else in to tell them that they were wrong, because it just... You know, it's like Lori Daybell or, you know, any like the guy in Vegas with the that shot or stabbed the reporter. Those type of folks, they exist. They're enigmas to all of us, but they exist. You know, I honestly do think in this case, this is one of those two. And if it's not, well, that's a shame. Then you shouldn't have filed all those frivolous lawsuits of other shit that wasn't really true. And you were convicted of being a sexual offender as well. So I don't think you have much credibility in anything that you're talking about. But good luck.
In a world where the darkest secrets lie just beneath the surface.
They said it was an accident, but the evidence says otherwise.
Where hidden killers roam unnoticed. In the shadows.
I think you would definitely be looking at a blend of toxic, very bad narcissistic personality traits, and they will be vengeful and possibly resort to violence.
Join Tony Bruschi as he uncovers the truth behind the most chilling cases.
They said it was an accident, but the evidence clearly says otherwise.
Each episode, we dig deep into the minds of those who commit the unthinkable.
To your point on narcissism, he thinks in his own mind how witty he is.
Yeah.
But he lost that jury. I was done with him in 2 minutes.
From unsolved mysteries to infamous crimes.
Geez, you've just talked about how you've taught yourself how to do everything under the sun. I bet you did a YouTube video, how to best kill somebody with a knife.
Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi takes you where few dare to go.
How does someone with such a dark secret go unnoticed for so long?
With multiple new episodes every single day.
We're not just telling stories, we're seeking justice.
Listen now on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts. Just search for Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi.
Hi, I'm Paula Zahn, announcing the launch of On the Case, the podcast. Experience the most dramatic true crime investigations in a whole new way. Hear from loved ones on a relentless quest for justice and interviews with the detectives who piece together the mystery. On the Case with Paula Zahn, the podcast. Download it wherever you listen to podcasts.
If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of a deal. But are you getting the deal and cash back? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love, savings, and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Target, Nike, and Instacart. Stack sales on top of cash back and feel what it's like to know you're maximizing the savings. It's easy to use, and you can get your cash back sent to you through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app or go to Rakuten.com to start saving today. It's the most rewarding way to shop. That's Rakuten, Rakuten.com.
Hi, I'm Paula Zahn, announcing the launch of On the Case, the podcast. Experience the most dramatic true crime investigations in a whole new way. Hear from loved ones on a relentless quest for justice and interviews with the detectives who piece together the mystery. On the Case with Paul Azan, the podcast. Download it wherever you listen to podcasts. Hi, I'm Paul Azan, announcing the launch of On the Case, the podcast. Experience the most dramatic true crime investigations in a whole new way. Hear from loved ones on a relentless quest for justice and interviews with the detectives who piece together the mystery. On the Case with Paul Azan, the podcast. Download it wherever you listen to podcasts. Hi, I'm Paul Azan, announcing the launch of On the Case, the podcast. Experience the most dramatic true crime investigations in a whole new way. Hear from loved ones on a relentless quest for justice and interviews with the detectives who piece together the mystery. On the Case with Paul Azan, the podcast. Download it wherever you listen to podcasts. Hi, I'm Paul Azan, announcing the launch of On the Case, the podcast. Experience the most dramatic true crime investigations in a whole new way. Hear from loved ones on a relentless quest for justice and interviews with the detectives who piece together the mystery. On the Case with Paul Azan, the podcast. Download it wherever you listen to podcasts. Hi, I'm Paul Azan, announcing the launch of On the Case, the podcast. Experience the most dramatic true crime investigations in a whole new way. Hear from loved ones on a relentless quest for justice and interviews with the detectives who piece together the mystery. On the Case with Paul Azan, the podcast. Download it wherever you listen to podcasts.
Are you someone who watches every true crime documentary the day that it releases and then find yourself always wanting to know more, Googling the timelines, red flags, and then falling into the social media rabbit hole? Well, I'm here to do all of that for you, bringing the facts, theories, and details that no one else is covering on my hit true crime podcast, Serialistly with Annie Elise. Whether it's everything with the Idaho 4 case now that the documents are unsealed, or shocking cases you've never heard of, packed with love triangles, cults, and twists you won't see coming. With over 1 million downloads a week, I break it down for you just like your best friend would. Serialistly with Annie Elise. New episodes drop every Monday and Thursday wherever you get your podcasts.